Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts Congressman Bill Keating is calling for congressional hearings into claims of racial profiling at Logan Airport. According to the New York Times, more than 30 Transportation Security Administration workers have complained in writing that minorities are unfairly targeted for screening at Logan. Some of the workers said that minorities account for about 80% of the passengers screened at the airport. Well, this morning we turn to Peter DiDomenica, who has trained airport and mass transit security screeners. During his 22 years with the Massachusetts State Police, he was assigned to Logan after 9/11 as its director of security policy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the New York Times reported that these TSA workers filed these complaints and they were working as part of a program that's being piloted at Logan called Expanded Behavior Detection. Can you briefly describe what that is and how that might be related or similar to the program that you did at Logan, which was screening of passengers by observation techniques?
It sounds like it's an extension of that program. The way it existed before, it was mostly based on observation and then possibly someone speaking with you. And now, in this pilot program, a member of the TSA behavior detection team will actually speak with every passenger getting on a plane at a particular terminal.
Does the science back up this ability to sort of spot a terrorist based on behaviors like that?
I think the science backs up the fact that people that are engaged in dangerous activity or engaged in something where they don't want to be caught, that's of consequence, will change their behavior. As far as scientific validation that you can use that to predict someone that's going to do something dangerous or a terrorist act, that the jury is still out on that. I believe that it does work. There are people in the field that do believe it works. There is a scientific basis for it, but for actual hard evidence that you're going to catch a terrorist doing this, that's open for debate.
Well, the New York Times said that these workers who complained about this and complained about alleged racial profiling because of this program, they said in part that the reason that it was happening was that their managers require them to meet certain numbers of searches. Is that typically how it works, that there are TSA managers that say we have to meet a certain quota here?
I don't have any personal knowledge about a quota system, but I can tell you that when you have a very important cause like preventing terrorism, and you have pressure from superiors to get results, that's kind of a prescription for trouble.
How is it that you think, anyway, that these observations and looking for behavior when somebody's trying to do something wrong leads to racial profiling? Is that a TSA officer's internal bias at work there? Is it a manager pressuring someone? Is it a combination of those things, or what do you think is going on?
I think it's a combination. I think even when there's no pressure, such as a quota, when people are properly trained, when people are aware of the illegality and the ineffectiveness of racial profiling, there's still powerful unconscious urges to want to protect oneself and others. And these rely on some very basic primitive parts of the brain that want to look at the world in a very simple, categorical, stereotypical way. The way it's described as people targeting people for results, now you're beyond bias. Now you're to the point of deliberate, conscious effort to target a group, which is very disturbing, because the other you could excuse almost and you could prevent, and people could be trained and monitored not to do it. But where you have people doing this intentionally, that's disturbing.
Peter DiDomenica was with the Massachusetts State Police for more than 22 years. He was assigned to Logan as its director of security policy for the 2 years after 9/11. Right now, he's detective lieutenant with the police department at Boston University. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.